Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Welcome back to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese, and with me is Jesse. This is the Canadian politics show for people who hate politics but care about stuff and things.
Is that our
official? What do you care more about, stuff or things?
Stuff, definitely.
I'm more of a things guy. Anyway, STD zone, you got any cool stories? What happened to you? This is where we blind people with the exciting lives that
terribly exciting lives. I missed out on Thanksgiving dinner, and I missed out on pretty much all Christmas dinners because I was away. And so I reached out to my friend Ryan, and I said, "Hey, if I pay for the ingredients, will you cook a feast for us?" And he said, "Yes." And so we're gonna have a little post-Christmas feast.
Nice.
Yep. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be tasty and delicious, and I'm going to have a little food coma.
Wonderful. I have recently been, I got a cool story for you. Do you believe in the placebo effect?
I do.
I'm a big believer in the placebo. I can trick myself, even though I know it's a placebo sometimes.
You know, my brother was at the doctor's once, and the doctor's like, "Yep, I will fix you right up." And he turned his chair around, and he reached behind him on a shelf, and he grabbed a bottle, and on the bottle was a label, and the label said placebo, and he handed it. He started like pouring pills out of it and gave it to my brother. My brother's like, "I can see that it says placebo right on the bottle." And the doctor's like, oh, not a lot of people know what that word means. He's like, "Really?"
I only specialize in people who left school at the age of 8.
Right. Yeah.
So my son, was playing, plays basketball, U12, and he had a really good season last year. And since he's gone back in October before Christmas,
before the end of 2022. He was kind of like taking a while to warm back up. He built
into
a lot.
Basketball?
Yeah, yeah. He built,
how old is he?
He is 11. So he built a lot of confidence in the last season. By the end, he was kind of really into it.
Okay.
But coming back, I think he kind of got, and also the kids are a lot bigger because he's gone up in age group. But his basketball shoes didn't fit him anymore. So my parents were in town and they bought him these really bright, they call them the Rick and Morty shoes. They're bright green and yellow. Apparently all the...
Why would you do that? You poor kid.
They're the go-to basketball shoes for kids. They're the cool ones. They're hard to find, apparently.
Bright green and yellow are what the kids want these days?
Yeah, yeah. So
what the fuck?
It's like, I think they call them the Rick and Morty shoes because they look like the portals.
Right. Yeah.
And he played his first game in those shoes and it was like everything, all his confidence had come back. I think he believed because he was like, these are the shoes... Well, these are the sneakers that a champion would wear. He then went and played like a total, like his headspace was so different. He was really into it. He scored twice. He was, did you say that? He hooped twice?
Yep.
He hooped
twice.
That's
the Canadian term, hooped.
Yeah, he did some really good, he set some other people really well. It was crazy. So I'm like, every time my kids are going to play sports, I'm going to go, just so you know, don't tell any of the other kids, but these shoes once belonged to Michael Jordan. He was your age. Or an equivalent sports star.
Did you actually say that to him?
But I lied to my kids to make them perform better in an athletic pursuit.
Yes, would you?
Or if it made them happier and more confidence.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it. Sure.
Just so you know, I smeared this tennis ball in magic tennis jelly. That was found in the locker room of Pete Sampras in 1994. And I've kept it just for you.
Well, that's cool. That's a nice little story for your kid.
If your kid is struggling in sport, just tell them.
Just lie to them. Just
lie to them about an object. And it's like gives them magic powers. Yep. I can see why people used to believe in magic objects.
Because
they go, now wear this necklace and you'll be better in combat. And if you believe that.
Right. There was actually, it was interesting. I was editing a document. Not a documentary. I was editing a television show about military artifacts, and one of they were talking about rosaries in World War One and possibly World War Two, and a lot of soldiers believed that if you were under fire and you prayed to the rosary, that you'd automatically go to heaven if you were shot and killed. Very interesting, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you're more likely to get shot and killed if you're on your knees praying rather than firing.
Well, I mean,
hate to ruin it for you, but
sorry, taking a dark turn there. What do we got today? Tell us, bring us back into the light here. Let's make with the funnies, Reese.
This episode is called Canada's New Province.
Didn't we already do this one?
No,
Canada's New Province.
Well, what do you think that means?
Well. We did a province named Bob.
Yeah.
There was a time when we didn't know if the Northwest Territories was going to be a territory or a province. And there was like an influx for a little while there. So it might have to do with that. I'm going to go with the latter. That's my guess.
No.
No?
This is an entire country that wants to become a province or part of Canada.
Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
Aha! I do know
this
things.
Story. There we
I don't
go.
Know. I don't know the
we
story.
We haven't done this episode.
No, I don't know the story, but I do know that much. That's as far as I know. That's that Turks and Caicos in Canada, they're both Commonwealth.
Yes.
And so it's Canadians like to travel there for you know, we've got just, I honestly don't know the benefits. I know that we have benefits as Canadians going to Turks and Caicos. And we were in talks for many, 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 many years about having them become another province so that if Canadians, you know, are snowbirds and they fly to Turks and Caicos, we'll have the same health care. We can just use our health, our MSI to, you know, get out of the hospitals. We can exchange, use the same currency. We can get
buy
jobs
property
there.
They
buy
can
property.
They can get jobs here.
Exactly. Although why the fuck they'd want to come up here is beyond us. But like, we've been in talks with that
Boston,
forever
sir.
And to the point where like nobody believes it's going to happen anymore. Just
so do you want me to tell you a little bit?
Yeah. Go into detail. Let's hear it.
So, Turks and Caicos, 40 low-lying coral islands in the Atlantic Ocean.
40?
40 islands. A group of islands.
How many of those are inhabited?
8.
Okay.
And it is described as a tropical Caribbean paradise. The kind of place where you can sit on a beach just wearing coconuts on your breasts.
That's my goal.
Yeah. And nothing else.
Right, yeah.
No grass skirt or any of that kind of stereotypical
just
stuff.
Just a third coconut.
Just a third coconut.
Just down there.
A third a nut. Anyway.
And a half a coconut. One for the front, one for the back.
And tourism is one of the, is the most important part of the economy for the island.
Right.
Hotels, cruise ports, and about 1 million visitors a year. So
I'm guessing Turks and Caicos would be all in with this. Like, why wouldn't they want to be part of Canada? Because that would mean Canadians would be coming en masse every fucking winter and spending their money. Although
they'll come and
they'll
come and have second homes and price everyone out of their own communities.
But if they are taking on Canadian currency and the money is going all,
they want to get sipped off. They want to get ripped off by Sobeys as well.
No, but do you hear what I'm saying? I don't know how the economy's.
Do you want me to get to it? Do you want me to?
Yeah, I'm just curious because like right now they need tourism to survive. But if they become part of a larger country, wouldn't their money and our money kind of be like going into the same pot sort of thing?
No, because you can still spend money. You can earn money in Alberta and spend it in BC.
Yeah, but that it's still not quite the same.
BC.
Yes, but not as much as people from America coming to BC and spending their money.
Why is that? Why is that?
Is that not? Because it's...
It's still money being spent.
Yeah, but it's from a different pot, you know.
It is from a different pot. It counts as...
I'm sure I'm making sense on some level here. I don't know what it is or how to explain it better.
But also, you could still have Americans coming in too, I guess. So the ratio is 20 visitors for every resident each year.
Okay.
So previously, the Canadian government had indicated it would be open to exploring methods of increasing economic and social ties with Turks and Caicos. So they were always...
I think they're talking about this for years. Why hasn't it happened?
And they both...
That's what I want to know, is why hasn't it happened?
Exactly. And they both have a Westminster-style of government. King Charles III is head of state of Canada.
What's a Westminster-style?
Westminster, same as Canada, House of Parliament, with a monarch as the head of state.
Okay. So
upper house, lower house.
All right.
Everyone's having a good time.
Everyone's having a good time. That's how you describe the Canadian Senate.
Everyone's welcome to the party, except the people who aren't. So there we go. So it started back in...
Do they speak English?
I don't know. I imagine they probably lost the indigenous languages there thanks to the British Empire. Mm. So how convenient. Let me have a look. What language do they speak there? They speak... The official language is English. It's the ethnic groups are 88% Afro-Caribbean, 8% Euro-Caribbean, and 4% mixed or Indo-Caribbean.
That's kind of cool.
So it started back in 1917 when Canadian Prime Minister Robert Borden...
1917? We've been trying to make this a province
for 100 years.
100 fucking years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he offered Prime Minister...
Don't hold your breath, people.
Oh, I know.
Fucking Jesus.
Robert Borden, the Prime Minister, offered to take over responsibility of the islands from the UK. And the idea was raised at the Imperial Conference in 1917, but was shot down by UK Prime Minister David Lloyd George. He was Welsh. And because he wanted to keep strong ship imports within British control. So he wouldn't give it to Canada. If he hadn't been like that, it could already be part of Canada right now.
Oh, wow.
100 years ago. So that never went away for Turks and Caicos. I think it's something they think a lot more about than the average Canadian.
Okay.
So in the 1970s, there was a big resurgence because a lot of Caribbean countries were declaring independence from the UK as the kind of British Empire was shrinking away and were no longer being governed from London. They were becoming more independent.
Turks and Caicos is still a Commonwealth.
It's Commonwealth, but it's not run from London. They have their own independent government. They just chose to keep the king or the queen at the time to be the head of state in the 70s. So because there was all this big constitutional change going on, they were like, well, if we're redesigning everything, why don't we think about being part of Canada like we did in 1917?
And what happened?
So the island's territorial council in 1973 prepared a petition to the Canadian government seeking a closer form of association and asking for Britain's permission to do so. So in 1974, a private member's bill was introduced to the Canadian Parliament. It wasn't supported by the government, but often, if you're elected to Parliament, you're allowed to introduce a bill.
Okay.
Even though you're not in power, you might be like in opposition. You can still talk about stuff and bring stuff up. But it wasn't brought to vote. And the Canadian government didn't make it a priority at the time. But it was an actual bill in Parliament to say, hey, let's talk about doing this.
I feel like if we get the fun Liberals up and running.
So me and Jesse have been talking about getting the fun Liberal Party. I was looking at how to get a political party registered.
You were?
And it can't sound or it can't. You have to have a distinct name from the other parties. And I think if we call ourselves the fun Liberals.
Right.
We still, I mean, it is the Liberals, but more fun. But it's still got the word Liberals in it. Maybe we can get away with it. I was looking at the rules for us to register that as a federal political party.
Right. It'd probably be along the same lines as like having a party that's called like the Conservatives Suck. You know, like
exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You're probably not allowed to do that. But like I was going to say, if we run, then that should be our main focus. Our only focus.
Well,
our only promise.
Because we're fun and we want tropical paradise to be part of Canada.
What are the other things that you nothing. This is it. This is our only.
What's your position on healthcare? the warm weather's good for you.
Right? Yeah.
What's your position on immigration? Turks and Caicos people are welcome in Canada anytime. What's your position on the military? Well, you know, they should have holidays in Turks and Caicos too.
Right? Everyone deserves a holiday. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I like this.
What about education? Kids should know where Turks and Caicos is.
I love this. This is great. Yeah. This is great. Let's make this happen.
What about on the economy? Go and spend money in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like a single issue party.
Yeah, I love it.
It's good. So then again in the 80s, Liberal Senator Hazen Argue tabled a motion calling for both nations to explore the desirability, and I'm going to do this in a fancy voice, the desirability and advantages of the Turks and Caicos Islands becoming part of Canada. The motion was for the ongoing talks for both countries, and they wanted to discuss greater internal self-governance, the utilization of the Canadian dollar. Islanders benefiting from work rights as Canadian citizens, benefits from Canada's relationship with the United States, benefits stemming from economic integration, such as a reliable domestic tourist market and domestic access to the Canadian education system, government assistance programs, and judicial system. So there was like breaking down all the stuff they wanted to start doing to become part of Canada.
And what happened?
Nothing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, why?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
but then I found this thing where it said that it was talking about the different options of how it become. So option one, option number one, you've got to pick your favorite one. Option number one,
right.
Establish a new province. So the idea is it would be a new province. They could have their own number plates. They could do whatever they wanted. The same. It would just be another province. And it would put it on a par with the existing 10 provinces. And that's their number one option. That's their preference. Just make us a province.
Okay.
Number two, become a territory. which is the simplest method of annexation. And apparently they already have the procedure from when they did it in 1993 to establish Nunavut. So it's not that big. It's the easiest. There's the least amount of paperwork.
Okay.
To make it a territory. And all it requires is an act of federal parliament, and the provinces in Canada don't have to do anything. And option number three is to incorporate it into an existing province.
Mm.
So it becomes part of another province.
Like Nova Scotia plus.
And that is the province they wanted to become.
Because we're the closest.
We are the closest. Yeah. We share the same beautiful weather.
No, we don't.
So apparently, the proposal...
Technically, I think Toronto is probably closest to them geographically.
Yeah.
Just they're lower than us.
But you can swim there from where we are.
Right. Yeah, we're connected by water.
Here we are, yeah.
The closest connected by water.
You can sail quite comfortably between. Don't let New Brunswick have them.
No, God, no.
No.
I would choose territory just because it's... As you said, like the paperwork's like it'd be the easiest to make it happen. The least resistant route to success. And I want this to happen so badly.
Well, the proposal for them to join a province was, so the proposal has already been supported by one province, Nova Scotia, in April 2004, when its legislature adopted a resolution explicitly inviting the government of Turks and Caicos to explore joining Canada as part of Nova Scotia. And it says, whereas the Turks and Caicos is a Caribbean treasure consisting of 40 islands and a population of almost 19,000 people that is currently governed as a British territory, and whereas the government of Turks and Caicos expressed interest in joining Canada, and whereas the province of Nova Scotia has a long and proud history of conducting trade with the Caribbean, therefore it be resolved that the government of Nova Scotia initiate discussion with the Turks and Caicos to become part of the province of Nova Scotia and encourage the government of Canada to welcome the Turks and Caicos as part of our country.
I mean, sure, it's a little weird.
And apparently there was a 90% support from the citizens for it to join.
Which citizens?
Turks and Caicos.
Okay. What do you think? What's your preferential option?
I think that if you're a small country...
Preferred option. Preference.
Small country of 19,000 people.
Yeah.
Like, it can be hard to get stuff done. Like, you're very limited. If you've got 19,000 people spread across 8 islands.
Right.
And another 32 that are uninhabited, that maybe is just populated by crab people. Or just crabs.
I think you got it right the first time. Yeah.
Then it can be hard for you to get your voice heard and to get trade deals and to get attention and to grow and to do all the stuff you want to do. Buy equipment for hospitals, all that kind of stuff. You don't have a lot of power on the world stage. Whereas if you join up with someone bigger who seems friendly, then it might mean that you might lose your independence, but what you gain in terms of clout and being in your own province, you still get a lot of clout and still a lot of decisions. But you would also get like federal funding. You'd have a lot of bunches. And also for your kids, you can go, well, I want my kids to go and study in Canada and go and live in a big city in Canada for a while and come back and have new skills and new perspective. It can only be good for our economy and our country.
You wouldn't even need a passport.
No, exactly. You just use your health card.
Right.
Your driver's license. So
of the three, though, of becoming a territory, another province, or joining Nova Scotia, which do you think is the best option?
I think there's something quite funny about them joining Nova Scotia.
Something funny about that.
Because Nova Scotia's got its own, like, you've got all these different counties in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
I love the idea. You've got, like, all these different counties. You've got Cape Breton, very kind of, like, Nova Scotian, like, accents and traditions.
Each county kind of
and
has
then
its own
new
sort of...
tropical county.
That's true. You know, we've
new
got, like...
sexy tropical
like
county.
Lunenburg, which is, you know, a colorful fishing village.
Colchester County.
Right, and then Cape Breton, which is its own sort of cultural heritage. You know, and then, like...
New Glasgow. Oh, pick two counties. Sorry.
Right, and then suddenly Turks and Caicos is like, welcome to Jim. This is a tropical...
long drive for the harbor hopper.
The longest land bridge.
I just think it's been quite funny about grafting on, but I think making them their own. So yeah, anyway. However, there's no recent polling indicating support in Canada. Not enough Canadians know about this. If Canadians knew about this and cared about it, it could happen.
Well, where can they go to voice their...
The internet.
Okay. No, I mean, like, do they write to their MLA? Like, is there a...
Just everyone. Write to everyone you know.
Write to everyone you know. Everyone. Your neighbors, your old elementary school teachers, screaming.
People you've had road rage incidents with.
Right. Just write in all caps, I want to be part of Turks and Caicos! Exclamation mark. And that's the letter.
Yeah.
That's it.
So if enough Canadians do this and they get angry and they let people know, Canada could have a tropical paradise. Although, to be honest, imagine that the minute it becomes a domestic flight, it'll be worse quality and more expensive.
What do you mean?
Well, domestic flights in Canada are horrible.
Oh, they are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're awful. So, that's okay. It's just
you. So you'll want to go there, you just won't.
Just take a sleeping pill on the plane and you wake up in another tropical place.
Or, you know, if it's in Nova Scotia, it's a lot easier to get to.
I mean,
should build a bridge.
Yeah, just like the Confederation Bridge. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, PEI wouldn't be happy. They like the small island beach paradise. They're going to get trumped by the Turks and Caicos.
How long would it take to drive on a bridge from Nova Scotia to Turks and Caicos?
I have no idea.
How do you work that out?
It's next to Cuba, so.
That'd be like probably a several week long drive nonstop on a bridge with no stops, no bathroom breaks, no restaurants, just a bridge. Just
hang on.
You're gonna do the math? All right, we're gonna work this out.
Sail. Yes. Thanks to Turks and Caicos makes more sense because you can actually do it, so it's easier to measure. 1,638 nautical miles.
This is fascinating podcasting.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
6.8 days at sea.
All right.
If you're going at a speed of 10 knots, if I take that up to 40 knots.
Well, how many knots is a car drive?
How much is a knot? Okay, nautical.
Convert nautical miles into kilometers. There's no way we're keeping this in the podcast. Six, this eight, is the most ridiculous shit.
Nautical miles to kilometers. It is, 3,033
kilometers. 3,033
kilometers
is the distance from?
Nautical miles, yeah.
In nautical
miles? By sea.
Or we could just, okay. So how many kilometers can the average person drive in a day? Wait, hold on.
I don't know.
3,300.
Is there not a boat?
3,300 kilometers is what you're saying.
Yeah.
From Nova Scotia to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
And if you're driving at...
You're not. This is nautical miles. This is if you sail.
No, but you just converted nautical miles to kilometers.
Yeah, but it's still on the ocean.
No, but I'm talking if you build a bridge.
Okay.
From Nova Scotia.
The same route you'd take a boat.
The same route you take a boat.
3,000 mile bridge.
3,300 kilometer...
Kilometer bridge.
Bridge. And say you're driving at 110 kilometers per hour is 30 hours. That doesn't sound right.
That sounds right.
30-hour drive from Nova Scotia to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, because you're taking an almost direct route through the ocean. You're not following the road system through the United States.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right. Just basically a straight line on a,
much like
a
the
wavy
bridge
in the middle of the fucking Atlantic Ocean. Yeah.
Like the Confederation Bridge. So there we go.
Hope you don't need to pee.
Exactly. You're going to have to, yeah.
Halfway through is a Tim Hortons on the side, yeah. Just a floating Tim Hortons. That'd be amazing. Can you imagine going to work at a Tim Hortons in the middle of the transatlantic
beach
bridge?
Beachside. People walking along the beach with a big tray.
There's no beach.
A tray of Timbits. So you're led on the beach.
No, there's no beach.
Imagine Canada meets tropical paradise. So you're led on the beach. A man walks over. He's going, Timbits. And he's selling Timbits on the beach.
Add Turks and Caicos?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
On the beach.
Not along the bridge that connects
exactly.
Turks and Caicos and Nova Scotia. Exactly. Yeah. That should be part of our party's demands. Demands. Yeah.
But a bridge.
A bridge.
A bridge to Turks and Caicos. Yeah. Because it's more fun. That's all our policy decisions are based on what. Okay, you give me choice A and choice B. Which one is more fun?
Or we can make a maglev train.
Yeah. Why not?
Right?
It can't be that hard.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
We've got all the money.
They made them years ago. It can't be.
Can't be hard.
Yeah. So much stuff that they invented 50 years ago is now piece of piss. And do it easy.
I'm in. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm going to make a maglev trade.
Sure.
No problem. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it tonight, and then I'm going to smash it up just because I can.
Yep, that was fun.
Yeah, good.
Speaking of other places, we've got Australian listeners now, which is really cool. Not a ton, and it might just be one person. We've got an Australian Patreon.
Aussie listener. Hello.
We have a single Patreon from Australia. Hello. We're wondering if all of the listens from Australia are you. It's possible.
I want to know if, please tell me that that our Australian listener is Jared Rebecca.
Who's Jared Rebecca?
He played Toadie, or he played Toadfish in Neighbours. Jared Rebecca.
I don't know.
If you are the Australian listener and you are Jared Rebecca, please let me know.
Okay.
Mm. You ever heard of Neighbours?
The
Australian soap opera?
No, I've never heard of this.
It used to be Australian soap operas are really big in the UK. And British soap operas are big in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And Canada doesn't have soap operas to export to Australia. So the circle is...
Thank God. You're lucky. It's,
can you imagine a Canadian soap opera?
We have one. We have one Canadian soap opera, and it's really? Called What's Trailer it? Park Boys.
Okay, oh, that's, I suppose, yeah. But that's not like family viewing. Canada needs a soap opera. Why did I never see it before?
Like a traditional sort of...
Yeah, like, you know, it's I don't know, it's a subdivision.
I mean, I was kind of half joking, but like Trailer Park Boys really is kind of our soap opera.
It's a subdivision called Eagle Lake. Some of them are having sex with each other behind their partner's backs. One of them, their business is going under, but they're stealing money from somewhere else. These are the plot lines going on. One of them's addicted to drugs.
For Eagle Lake?
Eagle Lake.
Where's Eagle
Lake? Now on CBC, we're joining the residents of Eagle Lake. Da, 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 da. Drone shots.
That's great.
Yeah. Jib arm crane shot lowers down to the street.
A woman covered in blood runs from her house holding the severed head of her husband.
Yeah. This is the first and final episode of Eagle. CBC has cancelled Eagle Lake, murdered and burned all people involved. I would watch a Canadian soap opera. As an immigrant, I think it's part of learning about life.
Right, soap operas.
Yeah.
That's smart.
All my knowledge of life in Australia was based on Neighbours, so. And to a lesser extent, Home and Away.
Not familiar.
Closer each day, Home and Away. I think they cancelled both shows.
What Canadian shows are you familiar with?
Trailer Park Boys.
What about The Littlest Hobo?
No, never seen it. Due South. That was the one I loved.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. And the dog. I like the dog.
All right, I think.
And then, what's his name was in it? Who played his dad? The one from Airplane, Naked Gun.
Leslie Nielsen?
The funniest Canadian ever born.
Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
He was in Due South?
He was in Due South.
Was he?
He played the relative or a family member of...
Wow, I didn't know that.
The Mountie characters.
So now Canadian politics is boring, has devolved into Reese and Jesse
talking about TV. I do another podcast called The Demon Seed that is basically just talking about TV shows people remember.
Are you serious? That's what it's about now? You sent me a couple episodes to listen to, and it was pure, pure fucking madness. Like, just all over the place.
It's got worse.
Well, now it seems like it has structure, which is something.
No, it does. It's not. It's not. The listeners use the phrase, same shit, different order.
Oh, okay. And it's all right. Well, that was fun. Do we have call to action for our...
Yes, listeners? Write to everyone about Turks and Caicos.
How about you write to your MLA?
Put signs around. Yeah, put signs around your neighborhood on the mailboxes and everything.
All right.
Have you heard of Turks and Caicos?
You could do that. Yeah. Or you could write to your MLA, which may or may not have any impact whatsoever. I personally suspect that writing to your MLA is a waste of time and gets nothing done. But other people disagree with that.
Yeah.
And so I've decided to run with it.
Do you know what's more effective than contacting your MLA?
Nothing.
Stealing the prime location of a panhandler wearing a sandwich board saying, please write to your MLA about Turks and Caicos. Anyway, bye everyone.
Bye everyone. Thanks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.